AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Trump criminal hush money trial could be wrapping up soon, says ABC's Aaron Katursky at the New York courthouse.
The defense is likely to rest its case tomorrow with no testimony from Trump himself. The jury will be excused until after Memorial Day with closing arguments, jury instructions, and finally deliberations next week.
Back on the stand tomorrow for the defense, an ex-legal advisor of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who was warned today by the judge to stop muttering comments on the stand when the judge sustained objections. Denouncing the world's top war crimes court for seeking arrest warrants for both Hamas and Israeli leaders, President Biden, who says they are not alike. The container ship that crashed into the Baltimore Highway Bridge, causing its collapse, has been cleared away, reopening part of the ship channel. Haiti's Port-au-Prince Airport has been reopened after being closed for nearly 3 months because of gang violence. A mixed day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Medical experts say drug advances are providing a new opportunity for the estimated 5,000 people with HIV who give birth each year.
For years, the guidance for parents with HIV was not to breastfeed their children. But the American Academy of Pediatrics says thanks to new drugs, parents can safely breastfeed as long as they continue to take suppression medication. Those drugs are so effective, according to the study's lead author, the risk of transmission through breast milk is less than 1%. But one important note, parents must breastfeed exclusively for 6 months because switching between breast milk and formula can actually increase the risk of HIV infection. Brian Clark, ABC News.
France is known for the baguette. Now the artisan bread is being celebrated with its own scratch and sniff stamp. So far, nearly 600,000 stamps have been printed. They sell for just over $2 each and smell like French bakeries. The French Postal Service calling the baguette the jewel of France's culture. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power is coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year, no question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out three times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up four runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. Three up, three down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn watching the rookies work alongside the second and third-year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some late night showers and storms developing, mostly cloudy skies, lows near that 60-degree mark, and a light southeast breeze. On Tuesday, showers and storms around. Severe weather, some heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy, and we'll reach the upper 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the brand new week to you, and happy International or World Bee Day. Every day has a label these days. We got a lot to talk about today. Of course, the Trump trial is continuing in New York, and I'll keep you up to date on that. Right now, they're cross-examining Michael Cohen. They got him this morning to admit that he had stolen some money. There was an envelope with $10,000 cash in it, apparently, in the office, and Cohen liberated some of the cash. You know, they're basically trying to portray him as not a trustworthy guy. But I think at the end of the day, the jury's going to be saying, but wait a minute, Trump hired this guy. Trump had this guy as his right-hand man for 10 years. You know, it's like crooks hire crooks, right? Anyhow, we'll see how it shakes out. The redirect, prosecution coming back to Cohen after the defense is done with him will probably happen this afternoon. Apparently, actually, it's coming shortly, according to the Chiron on the television. So, anyhow, that's what's going on. It's like, you know, kind of predictable. Oh, also, Judge Mershon said that closing arguments and jury instructions and all that kind of thing will come next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, after the Memorial Day weekend. So the long weekend that is coming at the end of this week. So we had a lot to talk about today. The Supreme Scheme, how Alito and Thomas are fueling the ongoing Trump coup. Also, is America abandoning public education? And a crazy alert, Trump talking about executing Biden in front of a meeting of gun owners. Brilliant. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into the state of play of the election. You know, what's actually going on? Who's doing what and how are they doing in terms of the presidential election? Also, the Federal Election Commission is a mess that must be fixed. We'll talk about that in the second hour. And geeky science, yikes, disposable coffee cups, so-called paper coffee cups. They're actually filled with plastic, which is what makes them waterproof. And turns out, if you like tens of thousands of pieces, particles of microplastic in your morning coffee, just get it poured into a paper cup. That geeky science in the second hour. And in the third hour of the program, are the losses to the global economy from the climate crisis worse than we thought? Trying to identify an actual cost per ton of carbon cost or, you know, a cost to GDP, those kind of things. We'll talk about that. And also a Wisdom School alert, my latest piece published over at wisdomschool.com, My Journey to Mastering Writing and How You Can Too. So, you know, that's the day. We got a lot to talk about. I want to start out with what's going on with the Supreme Court. Over the weekend, this news broke. I mean, last week, we talked about it in this program, the story came out that Sam Alito was flying, or Sam Alito's home was flying an American flag upside down on the flagpole in his yard. And, you know, he lives in Alexandria, Virginia, which is kind of a conservative enclave to begin with, but apparently, one of his neighbors had an F. Trump yard sign, which offended him. He went on Fox News and said that actually it was his wife. And blame it on the little woman, right? And that she was so upset about this because Alito said that the F Trump slogan was in the front yard of a house that was where the bus stop was for the school bus, and little kids were getting on and off the school bus and seeing this sign, and that just horrified his wife. So Steve Schmidt from the Lincoln Project called this out. He points out, he said, here's the problem. There were no school buses and no school children on them in January of 2021 in Alexandria, Virginia. Schools in the city were closed for a full year as a result of the pandemic and didn't reopen until March of 2021. In other words, Alito was lying through his teeth on Fox News, obviously. But, I mean, that's what you expect. But now we discover that Alito's fingers were a whole hell of a lot deeper in this plot to overturn the election than anybody realized. Sidney Powell, who was Trump's attorney, in fact, one of Trump's lead attorneys in trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election, Sidney Powell, along with Louis Gohmert and Carrie Lake, excuse me, and a half a dozen other Republican operatives, had filed a lawsuit to block Mike Pence from counting the ballots. Basically, the counting of the ballots is something that is provided for by the Electoral Count Act. But what they were saying was because there were multiple electors being submitted in a half a dozen states, in other words, the so-called fake electors, that this was like the election of 1876, where you had three states, two southern states and Oregon, that submitted two sets of ballots to the Electoral College, and therefore the election got thrown to the House of Representatives. And so this lawsuit was to block Pence from counting the Electoral College votes because of the fake electors, and instead force it to the House of Representatives, where by a 27-23 vote, the House would have voted to put Donald Trump into the White House. And Sidney Powell, in this interview, in this television interview, she says Justice Alito was our circuit court justice for this. In other words, they had made this appeal specifically to Alito. And Alito was supposed to rule on this. Now, the Trump gang, showing up at the Capitol building was supposed to postpone the counting of the vote. In other words, to prevent Mike Pence from counting the vote. And then the morning of January 7th, Alito was going to rule, according to this theory anyway, Alito was going to rule and say, we don't need to count the Electoral College votes. This should go to the House of Representatives because there's a dispute here. There are multiple Electoral College ballots that are in dispute. And had he done that, Donald Trump would have become president, and perfectly legally, because a Supreme Court justice, has the power, at least right now, to do that kind of thing. And Carrie Lake just came right out and said it. But here's where it gets really interesting. She goes on to say that Nancy Pelosi blew up the scheme, which is incredible. She says Nancy Pelosi had finagled, I'm quoting her here, Sidney Powell. Nancy Pelosi had finagled to file an amicus brief with our lawsuit. There had been inside goings on in Congress where I believe it was Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy who kept her from being an actual party to the lawsuit, but she wanted to work herself inside the case as a party, but somehow that didn't happen. So she got notice when we made our filing because she'd filed an amicus brief. And then everything broke loose and she really speeded up reconvening Congress to get the vote count going, or Bill Barr's Justice Department might have issued an injunction to stop it all, which is what should have happened, end quote. So in the end, on the morning of January 7th, Sam Alito could not make that ruling because Nancy Pelosi had reconvened Congress just 2 hours after the rioters left the building and held the vote. I mean, it didn't happen until the wee hours of the night, but it had happened. And so the next day, when it was supposed to go before Sam Alito, as the head of that circuit, it didn't. It couldn't. Alito had to turn it down because it was a moot point at that point because Congress had already certified the election. So here's Alito in the middle of that. And, then you've got this other issue of Donald Trump right now would be a convicted criminal in Tanya Chutkan's court, in the federal court, around January 6th, around his attempt to overthrow the government, if four Republicans on the Supreme Court had not granted cert to listen to his case and then delayed it. I mean, they gave cert to the case on February 28th. They didn't hold their hearing until April 22nd. So, you know, they gave Donald Trump a multi-month delay, and now they've added more delay to that. I mean, they don't have to issue a ruling they don't have to issue a ruling at all. I mean, they can sit on it for several years if they choose to. But, you know, typically those rulings come out in June and July, but this might not come out until November, which means that Donald Trump never goes to trial. And again, who's at the middle of this? Who's at the core of this? Sam Alito, and in this case, Clarence Thomas. And Sam Alito's wife was apparently involved in this Operation Higher Court scheme. And Ginny Thomas, of course, was up to her eyeballs in January 6th, you know, constantly texting to Mark Meadows that, you know, we need to put them in Guantanamo and stuff like that. She wanted Biden to be arrested and put in Gitmo. Which raises a question. Why aren't Democrats doing something about this? I mean, Dick Durbin is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he issued this pathetic, mealy-mouthed, begging request to Alito, saying, please recuse yourself, please, please, please. And Alito, of course, just ignored it. But let me tell you what happened in 1969. In 1969, Richard Nixon had just become president. He won in the 68 election. And the most liberal member of the Supreme Court was Abe Fortas. It was a 5-4 court, and Nixon wanted to flip the court to the right. And by the way, once he succeeded, it never went back. It's been controlled by Republicans ever since. So what Nixon and the Republicans in Congress did, Abe Fortas had defended a guy years earlier who couldn't pay him. And finally, after Fortas was appointed to the bench, this guy came up with $20,000 to pay Fortas. It was a late payment, but it was a payment for services. He also received a $15,000 payment from a publishing company for writing a book about the Supreme Court. And the Republicans alleged that his wife had some tax fraud information in a safe in her office. That was a complete lie. It was completely made up. But the other two things weren't even crimes. But nonetheless, John Mitchell, who worked for Nixon, he was the attorney general, said he was going to convene a grand jury and drag Abe Fortas's wife before it. Congress, the Senate Judiciary Committee, was going to hold hearings, and they were going to drag Fortas and his wife before them. And the right-wing media, right across the board, was demanding he be impeached. And so finally, the heat got so intense that on May 14, 1969, Abe Fortas resigned just to stop the pressure, just to stop the pain. I'm saying Dick Durbin should learn from that lesson. He should be subpoenaing Thomas and Alito. He should be demanding their testimony. He should be enforcing those subpoenas. He should be requiring this. And members of Congress and Democrats right across the board, from Joe Biden all the way down to your local commentator and your local newspaper, should be demanding that these two men are impeached or resign. You know, we need to do this. It's exactly what Republicans would do. And how do we know that? Because they did it in 1969 to a completely innocent guy. And in this case, Thomas and Alito are not completely innocent. I mean, Thomas has taken millions of dollars in bribes. And that's why he voted the way he did in Citizens United, apparently. Come on, Democrats, grow a spine. Come on, Dick Durbin, do the right thing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl. The Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews has been that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and that code TOM, T-H-O-M. So Get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advance and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S, GetSuperBeats.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Down in Louisiana, Republican Governor Jeff Landry is pushing that state to do what three other states have done now and basically gut their public schools in favor of right-wing private schools and religious schools. They passed this Louisiana Giving All True Opportunity to Rise, the L.A. Gator program. Passed the state Senate 25-15 last week. Only four Republicans joined the Democrats in opposing it. But it's still passed. I mean, they've got a huge Republican majority in Louisiana House and Senate. And Landry is suggesting that they should even revise the state constitution, which says that basically public school education is a right and the state shall always fund it. This is being pushed. Landry is being backed, you know, by big money from right-wing billionaires and right-wing groups and donors. And he used television ads to push his party in this direction, to say, yes, you know, we need to do this. And he wants the state to hold a special convention to modify their constitution, to do away with the promise of free public education. And he's calling on the state Senate to do that, and also to appropriate $520 million a year, not for public schools, but for private and religious schools. Local school board members, teachers, superintendents, they all lobbied the Republicans ahead of the vote to say, please don't do this. Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, told Public News Service this month, these universal voucher bills are a step in the wrong direction. We've seen in other states around the country, like Arizona and Ohio, where these bills have been passed. Schools are now facing a budget crisis, and we're hoping we cannot go down that same road. If they're cutting that funding stream, Louisiana students will have fewer nurses and counselors, fewer options for after-school programs, and certainly limited access to field trips and advanced placement courses that help prepare them for their next step in life. Now, you know, some suggest that Republicans are so gung-ho for this because basically they love the poorly educated. What you find when you look at education in the United States and politics is that people who have a college degree are more than 50% voting for Democrats, and people who haven't even graduated high school are more than 50% voting for Republicans. There is a clear spectrum here of educational attainment on which you can overlay political affiliation. And, you know, is the goal here of the Republicans to simply make stupid Americans? Or is it that they're taking money from right-wing churches and private school corporations, and they're just doing what they're bribed to do? I suppose both can be possible, right?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And finally, our crazy alert on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Just because she says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day doesn't mean she doesn't deserve anything. Not to worry. The Books Co. has you covered. That's Books, B-O-U-Q-S, as in bouquets of flowers. They offer farm-fresh, sustainably sourced flowers for next or same-day delivery. Order today and get 25% off your entire purchase. Go to Books.com/Tom. That's BOUQS.com/THOM for 25% off with the code Tom. And remember, Valentine's Day isn't just for lovers. Show your best galentine some love. Let mom know how much you love her. Or make that first move with the one you've been crushing on. Fellas, you think it's cold outside now? Wait until you forget Valentine's Day. The Books Co. is here to make your life easier, and they offer more than just roses. You'll find sweet treats, beautifully styled bouquets, plants, gifts, and succulents on their site. This Valentine's Day, spread the Book love with your first love, your forever love, and your loved ones. Go to BOUQS.com/THOM for 25% off with the code Tom.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Trump criminal hush money trial could be wrapping up soon, says ABC's Aaron Katursky at the New York courthouse.
The defense is likely to rest its case tomorrow with no testimony from Trump himself. The jury will be excused until after Memorial Day with closing arguments, jury instructions, and finally deliberations next week.
Back on the stand tomorrow for the defense, an ex-legal advisor of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who was warned today by the judge to stop muttering comments on the stand when the judge sustained objections. Denouncing the world's top war crimes court for seeking arrest warrants for both Hamas and Israeli leaders, President Biden, who says they are not alike. The container ship that crashed into the Baltimore Highway Bridge, causing its collapse, has been cleared away, reopening part of the ship channel. Haiti's Port-au-Prince Airport has been reopened after being closed for nearly 3 months because of gang violence. A mixed day on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Dittrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Matthew Perry has been dead for 7 months, but not to Courtney Cox. The former Friends actress says she still feels Perry's presence quite often. Cox told CBS Sunday Morning she thought Perry was one of the funniest human beings in the world. Cox added that Perry visits her quite often and she can sense when he is around and that she talks to him. Perry died last year at the age of 54 due to the acute effects of ketamine. In news that's not really a surprise, Johnny Knoxville is being sued by a former segment producer. Daniel Curry is suing the Jackass star for negligence and battery. Entertainment Weekly reports that Curry was chased down and tased by Knoxville without provocation, resulting in serious injuries. Curry claims that since the incident, he's been blacklisted by the ABC Signature Network. I've seen some of the Jackass movies, usually against my will, and there is no way this is Knoxville's first lawsuit. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some late night showers and storms developing, mostly cloudy skies, lows near that 60-degree mark, and a light southeast breeze. On Tuesday, showers and storms around. Severe weather, some heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy, and we'll reach the upper 70s. Currently 59 degrees.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wisc Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online.
plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:06, Karen Relke from Honor Flight joins us, why it's so important, and more importantly, how you can get involved. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
To a crowd of gun owners, right? And he says, Biden is a Manchurian candidate who has accepted money from Russia, China, and Ukraine, which is just an utter lie. He said if he were a Republican, he would have been given the electric chair. They would have brought back the death penalty. The death penalty for President Biden, says Donald Trump before a crowd of gun nuts. I mean, Michael Steele on MSNBC said, when you're standing in front of a group that has very, very strong views about this administration, the Biden administration, Donald Trump for that matter, what is he signaling? What is he signaling going on here? Executing a president? Yeah, I think so. And then Alicia Menendez says, I think it's sad because we've normalized this rhetoric with Trump. And I agree, this is a huge big deal. I mean, if Biden had called for the execution of Donald Trump, it would be on the front page of every newspaper in America right now. But when Trump calls for the execution of Biden, it literally did not make the New York Times. It did not make the Washington Post. It did not, you know, it wasn't on dry. It was like, and so she says, you know, this has become, we have normalized this rhetoric from Trump. Some Americans don't even think twice when he makes these comments because they're so conditioned and used to him talking like this. But this is not normal. And we should not have a Republican candidate for president making jokes about executing the current sitting U.S. president. In fact, I'll tell you, you know, if I made a joke like that or if I made a comment like that, even when Trump was president, if I'd made a comment that I thought Trump should be executed, you know, what do you think would happen? I can pretty much guarantee, at the very least, many of the stations that I'm on would pull the show. But beyond that, I think the Secret Service would be all over me. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Lori in Middlesburg, Virginia. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm such a fan of yours, and I'm thrilled to be on the phone with you.
Well, thank you.
I can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing for our country. And I just want to know, I'm a 63-year-old mom, and my husband and I were talking over the weekend, what does our lives look like if he gets back into office? And what does that mean for us day to day? I mean, we're just Joe, regular people, how are our lives going to change? Obviously, we'll keep our heads down and our mouths shut, but, you know, we've talked about leaving the country, and, you know, we're really troubled, obviously, and worried. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, I loved this country, and now I don't recognize it.
I'm with you.
So
I think you've asked him.
Thank you again.
I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Well, I thank you again. I think you're very brave, and but I just am wondering, how do we get through this, and will we get through it?
I think you're asking one of the most important questions. I addressed this probably a year ago in an op-ed I wrote over Hartman Report, and I probably should revisit it again. When you look at what life is like in countries ruled by dictators, you know, like what is life like in Hungary right now, or what is life like in Russia right now? For the average person, you know, who's just, you know, going to work every day and watching TV at night and sending their kids to school and doesn't get involved in politics and doesn't even care much about politics, life doesn't look that different. I mean, you know, the one thing we do know, and Larry from Los Angeles does a great job of presenting it every time he calls into the show, is that under Republicans, the economy sucks. But, you know, a recession is not, you know, the end of the republic. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't destroy people's lives to the point that they would want to, you know, run away to Canada. The people who are affected are really a relatively small portion of the population. Most studies show that somewhere between 8% and 15% of the population pays attention to politics outside of election years. And that's a relatively small portion of the population. I mean, it's enough to maintain an industry like, you know, political talk radio and television, you know, Fox News and my program and things like that. But it's a small portion of the population. Those are the people who Pinochet was dropping out of helicopters into the ocean. Those are the people that were executed and tortured in the stadium in Santiago. Those are the people that Orban has exiled or imprisoned or bankrupted, just, you know, driven into bankruptcy with lawsuits. Those are the people that Putin has poisoned. And so, you know, if your family is not political, if you don't have a job that's political, you know, if Trump becomes president, he probably wouldn't notice a lot of difference as long as your employer is still in business. I would probably notice a huge difference. I mean, Louise and I have talked about this. I'm in one of those positions where people in my job who were basically opposition media figures in Russia, most of them are in prison right now. In fact, I would say probably all of them are either in prison or they have completely renounced their previous positions and they're now working in pro-Putin media. Same thing in Hungary. I don't know that as many of them are imprisoned, but they're bankrupt. They're just, you know, financially ruined. And so, you know, that, for some of us, it'll be a big deal. But I think for the average American, it won't be that big a deal. It will. It wasn't that way. You know, the same thing in Germany. Throughout the 30s, Hitler put Germany back together, you know, with massive infrastructure projects, building the Autobahn, inventing the Volkswagen and building that company. You know, people loved him. He was the most popular politician in the world in 1937. On the cover of Time magazine for it. So, you know, fascists don't necessarily terrify an entire country. They just terrify the people who are the opponents of them. And the other group that would be at risk in a Donald Trump presidency are people who are visibly Hispanic or who are black. The people that Trump has, you know, picked out for special treatment, essentially. So that's it. Make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much for answering.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
It's grim stuff. Lori, I got to move along, but thank you so much for the call and for your kind words. Good talking to you. Wayne in Philadelphia. Hey, Wayne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom, man? Listen, man, I had a whole rant all prepared and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not going to rant like that, man. I'm just frustrated with the Democratic Party, man. I don't think that Dick Durbin's going to do anything about the Supreme Court. I think they ignore him. I think they ignore the Democratic Party, man. I think that a lot of stuff that you put out there for the Democrats, they don't pay any attention, man. I think that they more or less is trying to be friendly with the Republican Party. I seen Zoe Lofgren on TV a couple of weeks ago when she spoke about Liz Cheney as her friend. Yeah. We just have policy differences. I said, well, it's costing us, man. And I'm a black man in America, man. And with Donald Trump become president of the United States, I'm going to be in danger. I'm already in danger as a black man in this country, as far as the police are concerned, man. If I raise my hand, if it's a traffic stop, I can possibly get killed in this country, man.
Yeah.
The Democrats, man, I'm just frustrated with them, my man. So I appreciate you taking my call, man. I'll talk to you later.
So what you going to do about it, Wayne?
Well, Dom, I always vote, man. I haven't stopped voting since I was 18, man.
Yeah. Well, that's a good start.
I've been independent all my life.
That's a good start.
I don't vote for Republicans. I don't vote for Republicans at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? I vote Democrat, but I'm an independent. But I'm just frustrated, my man, because I've been seeing this stuff, and the Democrats, it's like they just go along to get along.
I understand. It frustrates me, too, which is why I wrote this op-ed today, and the first sentence of it is Dick Durbin needs to act. So, yeah, I'm with you. Wayne, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Martha in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Hey, Martha, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say, I'm in my 70s. My father worked for the United States government, USDA, and my mother was a huge... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hello? Oh, my mother was a huge fan of Adlai Stevenson. Mm-hmm. We were not allowed to wear buttons. We were not allowed to do anything because my father worked for the government.
Right. Stevenson ran against Eisenhower, wasn't it, in either 52 or 56?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand why there's even an issue about that Alito putting his flag, he or his wife or whoever. It has the law changed? I mean, I understand that Trump had a big rally for his last election or whatever it was, or his last campaign at the White House, and that was a violation of the Hatch Act. Has
Correct.
Everything just changed and I didn't notice?
Yeah, well, what happened is...
I don't understand why this is even an issue.
Yeah, Republicans stopped respecting the rule of law. You know, there were multiple violations of the Hatch Act during the Trump administration, right down to Ivanka, you know, pitching beans from the White House and the RNC holding a convention at the White House. Now, that, you could say, okay, they bent the rules because of COVID, but I don't think it was because of COVID. They could have done it a bunch of different ways. With Alito's flag... the problem is there is no law or rule that can reach the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has declared themselves above the law, which is why I suspect that they're going to declare that Trump is above the law because, hey, you know, birds of a feather. But there is a judicial code of ethics that John Roberts has written for the Supreme Court, but it has no enforcement mechanism. There's no way anybody can bring a complaint. There's no body that you can complain to. There's literally no way to do anything about a corrupt Supreme Court justice outside of Congress threatening them with impeachment or the Justice Department threatening them with an investigation, which is exactly what the Republicans did in 1969 against Abe Fortas and forced him to resign, you know, in May of 69.
Okay.
And they started that campaign as soon as Nixon took office in January of 69. So it took them, what, 5 months to get him out of office. And I have no doubt that if the Democrats really ran hard on this and if they really went after Alito and Thomas and if they started holding hearings and if Merrick Garland announced that he was opening an investigation into Ginny Thomas's role in January 6th, which is exactly what John Mitchell did relative to, to Abe Fortas's wife, that, you know, I think that actually you might see a resignation or at the very least, you know, you'd see so much outrage. I mean, the other thing is, you know, in 2016, Republicans voted for Trump because there was an open Supreme Court seat. Make the Supreme Court a big issue in Biden's campaign.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Martha, thank you for the call. Sorry we ran right up to the break there. I'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Brontfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits? Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, trekking forever to close the books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. It's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back, 52 minutes past the hour. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's up? Gary in Monroe, Georgia? Watching on Free Speech TV? Going once, going twice. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Boy, you are singing my song about the weakness of the Democratic response to Alito and Thomas. On Friday, I saw Senator Blumenthal. This may not be word for word, but what he said was, I'm really beginning to think that we may talk about holding a hearing. Which is going to put the fear, which is really going to put the fear into God and absolutely nobody. I mean, it sounded like something from a Saturday night parody.
Yeah, I get it.
And listen, I could go on about this, but I'm reminded of in 2022 when the Republican Party was during the midterms, when the Republican Party was openly talking about getting rid of Social Security, which was a political gift from the gods to the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party took that political gift from the gods and flushed it down the toilet. This, apart from being morally right and everything you said, we should talk about impeaching these justices and pounding the table about it. This is another political gift from the gods for the Democratic Party to make sure that we have a strong response in the upcoming elections if they would start screaming and pounding the table about it. But yeah. I can almost guarantee you, unfortunately, that like you said, with Dick Durbin and Blumenthal and those people, for some reason, even though they had a Supreme Court seat stolen from Obama, and even after January 6th, for some reason, these people still want to talk about the collegiality of the Senate, and we have to maintain a norm, and it makes you want to pound your head against the wall. I don't know what, again, this is a political gift from the gods for the Democratic Party to make noise, to get people riled up, to get out and vote. Yeah. And I'm afraid they're just going to do what they did in 2022 with the Republicans openly talking about getting rid of Social Security, and they won't use it, and they'll sit around.
In 2000, George W. Bush was literally campaigning on that, and Democrats didn't make an issue of it. I agree with you, Ed. And you know, hopefully, I mean, I used to make jokes. Remember when Harry Reid was running the Senate, and he wimped out, and I used to make jokes about how, you know, when Governor Schwarzenegger's testosterone would arrive at the governor's mansion, somebody needed to snatch it out of the mailbox and go over and, you know, sneak up on Harry Reid and give him a shot in the butt with, you know, with.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's a terrible metaphor. But, I mean, get a spine, guys.
I don't know if you remember, but back in 2004, there was a puppet movie. It was called Team America World Police.
Never saw it.
It was offensive to everybody, and they skewered everybody. But there was a scene in there where they had Hans Blick from the UN going to Kim Jong-il from North Korea, and Hans Blick was telling Kim Jong-il, we are going to bring the full force of the United Nations down upon you unless you halt your nuclear missile program. And Kim Jong-il from North Korea says to Hans Blick, well, what are you going to do? And Hans Blick says, we will write you a very nasty letter letting you know how upset we were. And this was that is exactly what Blumenthal's response on Friday reminded me of, that scene in that movie.
I know. I get it.
It was sickening.
I get it.
Thanks for letting me bet. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ed. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul. Got a minute here before the break. What's up?
Tom Hartman, America's ward leader. Tom, the Democratic Party has to start listening to you, and you got to start knocking some heads. You're absolutely right. A while back, I said they need to do it Philadelphia style, cruel and vindictive. Now, I didn't mean to go and make stuff up. I meant exactly what you're talking about now. They should be finding the laws that are broken and enforce them. And the guy just before you has one of my favorite phrases. They start a unit in the Department of Justice called the Fear of God Unit, and they look for all the lawbreakers, and they take them all, and they lock them up. Now, here's what I wanted to really talk about. Russia, the oligarchs. What Russia is afraid of is the same thing the rich people in this country are afraid of. He's not afraid of NATO. That's ridiculous. They're a nuclear power. He's afraid of the Eurozone.
Yeah.
He's
afraid of the example of democracy.
500 million people with one currency and no borders in Europe.
Yeah.
He's going to be absorbed into what people really want, normal life.
Exactly. He's afraid of the example of democracy. And that's, I mean, that was that brilliant article about, you know, how Russia and China in the Atlantic, I believe it was Ruth Ben-Ghiat, about how their campaign now is to destroy Western democracy. Thank you, Paul.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs are
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The John and Gordy Show.
The National Day of Prayer today. Prayer is an integral part of daily life. It also provides comfort in times of crisis or need.
A prayer that things go well, a prayer that Trump doesn't show up.
I pray this radio show gets better as we go along. Because wow. So far,
you're putting that kind of burden on God?
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.